Support for Millennial comes from Chef Steps, a food and technology company that wants to help people cook smarter. The last time I made a solid home-cooked meal was for my birthday. I had a whole chicken, put some lemon on it, maple syrup on the outside. It was delicious, but I was checking the oven as passionately as I check my phone. With Joule, a new sous vide tool from Chef Steps, the next time I make a birthday chicken, I can make it like a fancy chef without checking my oven. This is to my girl, Devin Paris, my foodie queen. You would love this. Colin, that's her boyfriend. It could possibly be a Christmas present, just saying. All you have to do is pick out the kind of food you want to eat, and Joule does the rest. It's crazy easy. To learn more, check out chefsteps.com/Joule. That's chefsteps.com/JOULE. I'd like to thank General Assembly for sponsoring the show. Looking for a career in tech or business, maybe marketing, data, or design? Fast track your career with 21st century skills from General Assembly. Study online or at one of their beautiful campuses. They've already helped more than 350,000 people get the training they need to propel their careers. Find out more at ga.co/millennial. That's ga.co/millennial. And enter promo code millennial to save on your first class, workshop, or event. Before we get started, I want to tell my sister, who sometimes listens to Millennial with my 7-year-old niece, that this episode has some cursing in it, so you may want to skip this one.
Hello.
Morning, Shannon.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you? I first met Shannon in Chicago, 2015. He was on stage telling a story about something that happened to him when he was a kid.
I have a story about when I was 12 years old on my way to my Boy Scout meet. And I was arrested in a drug raid, just in the wrong place. I'm 12 on my way.
It was personal, funny, but real. He has a distinct style and tone that makes being honest look so easy. When Shannon tells a story, I can immediately tell he's not trying to be someone he isn't. I want to be this kind of person. Someone who's confident and can own up to who they are in any situation. After the show, we exchanged business cards and promised to keep in touch. And we did. A couple of emails here and there, some phone calls.
From WBZ Chicago, and just from the kitchen, making me a cup of coffee, this is Shannon Case.
I started listening to Shannon's show, Homemade Stories, and learning about his life. Like me, Shannon started his show in his closet, making audio stories about him for himself. And then it grew from there.
Please put your hands together.
A former Grand Slam mop champion.
I need you to start going, that's so crazy for Shannon.
Shannon Case for Mr. Shannon Case.
He's done stories for Snap Judgment, The Moth, and WBEZ has distributed his show. I naturally feel a kinship toward him in a way I don't with other people in the industry. We both don't come from a traditional radio reporting background. We're not white. And we share pieces of our real life for everyone to hear. In this industry, Shannon is one of the people I look up to the most, which is how we got here. You can just start from the beginning.
Yeah, but this ain't prepared, like, so it ain't gonna be no beautiful language or that. You know
whatever,
what I'm saying?
Shannon, like with beautiful language. You come with beautiful language.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to bring Shannon onto the show because I like the way he tells stories. I also love the idea of sharing one of my audio heroes with millennial listeners. So I asked him if he would share a story about coming of age, and he said yes. So what do you want to do? Do you want to...
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know what. How do you want to do this too? Because
before I talk to people, I usually have some idea of what we're going to record. I don't usually go in cold. But with Shannon, we talked about how we wanted our conversation to be natural and authentic. So I purposefully didn't listen to all of his stories online because I wanted to feel like I was hearing everything for the first time. And I was hearing everything for the first time. And maybe I wasn't ready to. You're listening to Millennial, a podcast about coming of age and maneuvering your 20s. Because I don't know anything about your first marriage except that you had one. Shannon tells me he's going to talk about his first wife. I figure he'll tell a sad but funny story about falling in love and then growing apart. Something everyone could relate to.
I have a gambling problem.
I'll admit, I wasn't expecting that.
It was so bad at one point I was living with my sister. So I'm about 26 or so. I came home from the casino one day, like lost all my money or something. And I'll get on the computer. And this back when they had like chat rooms and stuff like that. So I was looking at things to kind of like take my mind as a diversion from losing all my paycheck. And I go online on this thing called Lava Life.
Online, Shannon meets a woman.
So me and the young lady, we was talking on there, and I thought she was cute. She must have thought I was cute. And we set up a date. Really, she set up the date. Because for me, I ain't had no money. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of like, I lost all my money. So it was like, I wasn't looking to date. I was just looking for a distraction.
So they pick a spot where they can meet halfway. For 26-year-old Shannon, driving an hour and a half for dinner wasn't as easy as it sounds.
Like, I had this car that was the worst car ever. It was like the term hoopty. It was like a hoopty ass car. The thing was shut off. It had rust all over it. It was the shittiest car in the world. So I tried to borrow my mom's car. She had something to do. I had to try to make it there in that car. And I made it there. I went in. We met each other. And she was cute. You know, she was cute. We had a good dinner. You know, kept it cheap.
Shannon's unexpected distraction turned into a girlfriend. And then, a few months later, they move in together and eventually get married. But the story Shannon tells me isn't a typical love story. As I find out, his life was pretty chaotic.
I was kind of naive, to tell you the truth, Megan. I was going through a legal thing. So I was kind of scared if I was going to jail at some point. I was in a diversion program, but I had to pay back a lot of money. In this time frame, and I got a story I tell about it on a bunch of stuff. I stole $50,000 from my job at the grocery store bank and spent it all at the casino, lost all the money at the casino.
I'm quiet because I don't know what to say. I knew Shannon had a bit of a checkered past, but I didn't know he stole tens of thousands of dollars from his job.
Like, I was trying to make money so I can make my restitution payments, all while trying to keep her happy in a certain way, you know, but that don't never really work out, you know. So we were getting into big old arguments, huge arguments. A lot of it was based on gambling. Like, I had spent some of the money gambling, and some of it was based on just, you know, not knowing each other in a sense.
I'll be honest, this isn't the Shannon I know, which makes it hard to hear the story.
I threw the Christmas tree across the apartment one day. I mean, just bad stuff. She threw my cell phone over the balcony at one point, spit in my face at one time. I threw a plate, and like it went into the wall, like into the drywall. I didn't throw it at her. I just threw it like a frisbee, and it like stuck in the drywall. So I had to put some spackling on it to fix it.
I can't imagine Shannon throwing a Christmas tree or flinging plates into the wall. The Shannon I know is kind and very generous with guidance and wisdom. I can also hear in his voice that he's removed from everything that's happened in the past. But for someone who's hearing this for the first time, I kind of feel like a kid who just found out her older sibling isn't who she thought. I hate that as he's telling me more information about his life, I feel like we're becoming more distant. As Shannon's telling me a complicated story about his past, will it leave an impression that will alter our friendship? You'll find out. But first, a short break. Support for Millennial comes from FreshBooks, an accounting software that makes running your small business easy, fast, and secure. When I decided to pursue Millennial full-time, I had to figure out billing, invoicing, and how to manage my cash flow all by myself. FreshBooks makes all of that so easy. And with their new revamped platform, they make accounting look so beautiful. Each page is beautifully designed, simple and clean, and it answers questions you didn't even know you had. Like when you log in, you may be asking yourself subconsciously, how much is my business making? And boom, FreshBooks tells you right off the bat. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day free trial to millennial listeners. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/millennial, 2 L's, 2 N's. And when they ask you, how did you hear about us? Support the show and enter millennial. Now back to the show.
I had settled in my mind that, hey, we're just going to live in this contentious relationship forever, because I never really considered divorce as a answer. I was just like more so, this is going to be our relationship, but it didn't end up working that way.
Why are you able to like laugh? I feel like your laugh is like reflecting on this period of your life, and you're just like, I don't know. What do you feel like when you laugh?
Well, I just feel like it's life, you know. Mm-hmm. I laugh because everybody goes through their own shit, their own ways too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't the easiest person to be with, you know, gambling problem, freaking legal problems. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, it was hard for her too.
After he and his first wife have a child, things get worse between them.
After we had our daughter, Madison, we still continued to argue. And we was arguing to the point where eventually we were just sleeping in separate beds. And she ended up leaving with Madison. We said we were separated and go get back together, but that never happened.
Was there a turning point afterwards when you felt like you were able to create that solid sense of strength within yourself?
I saw that I wasn't able to voice my opinions. Like, I would be passive on a lot of things, just let things go and not state my decision or my standard on certain things. So that changed.
As Shannon became more stable and more secure about who he was, he found out he had a lower tolerance for relationships he knew wouldn't work out. He was raising the bar for himself and for the people around him.
I remember once I was taking this young lady out. It was a second date, and I had on gym shoes. I mean, it was kind of cool. I thought it was cool, some cool gym shoes, you know, I thought, you know. And she was like, oh, you wearing gym shoes? You know. And I drove for a little bit, then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I don't think we could work out, you know. And I turned the car around, and I drove back to her apartment. This is being really blunt, but I was like, I don't think it's gonna work out. I'd rather not even, you know. She was like, we're not going out. I was like, why waste the time, you know? Why waste the time?
Shannon Shannon, were you afraid to get married again?
I wasn't necessarily scared, but I wasn't going to do it until I felt like doing it.
When Shannon got married to his current wife, Cindy, they were together for 6 years before they got married.
It was the right time. It was just, it might have been the right time for her earlier than that, but I felt like it was the right time for me.
Shannon, do you have anything else you want to say before I let you go?
No. I hope you got something from this. I mean, I hope, because I appreciate our friendship. I appreciate our relationship because I like what you're doing and sharing your world with others who may be going through some of the same things and some of the same steps in life, and then others who want to look back on their life and others who you know. Just want to vicariously live through you. Because I think I do a lot of the same. And in Homemade Stories, a lot of people listen. Like the last show I did was on infidelity. Me and Cindy both had infidelity in our relationship. And, you know, it take a lot to be honest about that. And I do it when I feel a release to do it. You know, do you do the same thing? Like, I mean, it's certain parts of your life you keep to yourself. Is it? Or do you just share immediately amongst happening to you?
And millennial? I mean, of course there are things you keep to yourself because if you do it, I mean, everything is edited, right? And if you do a show, you can't really capture everything, right? But I do feel like a lot of episodes that really make my stomach churn are the ones that are good and sincere, but I really have to dig deep in my life and ask myself hard questions or even have really hard conversations with people. But I have learned that I really, like you said, you know, like life is really messy and I really like talking to people about that and trying to get at things I don't understand, you know? And so I feel like, yeah, there are things that I don't say, but a lot of the things that give me pause, I do try to say, and maybe I'll say over time.
Yeah. I agree with, because there are some things that happen and I'm like, I'm never going to share that, you know, but the thing is, like, sometimes you challenge yourself, you know, mm-hmm. Some of the things in your life, you're like, you know what? Somebody else might be feeling something or hurting. I always think about other people. So I think like even the gambling, like I told the gambling story about the stealing the $50,000 and spending it at the casino. Like that's a story that I didn't really necessarily want to ever share. But after mm-hmm. a while, I kind of, you know, grabbed hold of it myself and say, okay, I'm going to share this. A lot of people deal with addiction and all these other things. And a lot of people, you look at them and you just never know some of the stuff that they've gone through. You know, it's so much different levels of addiction or different things that people have gone through. And you're like, okay, maybe if I share my honesty, it'll make a lot more people feel freer to be more honest, you know, that's one of the reasons I do it. And, but I, just like you said, the things that you'll get your stomach churning, sometimes those be the best things to share. You know, I challenge myself. I'd be like, man, I don't want to talk about this. But after a while, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to talk about this right here.
When Shannon talks about why he wants to be honest with people and share those hard stories, I realize that's exactly what I like about him. It's not that he's a perfect person. He wasn't when he was 26, and he probably isn't now. It's that he's willing to own up to his flaws in the hopes that he connects with other people, a process that he makes look so easy, a process that I'm still working on. I'm trying to be better at loving more and judging less because, just like Shannon, We're all a work in progress. Devin Taylor edited this episode, and Millennial's new apprentice, Justine Paradise, provided additional production assistance. I want to deliver a sincere thank you to Shannon Kaysen, who has always had my back and who agreed to jump on the phone with me and tell a story. Shannon, thanks for keeping things real and for being you. To listen to Shannon's stories from Shannon himself, subscribe to Homemade Stories wherever you get your podcasts, or go to shannonkaysen.com. To keep tabs on Millennial, sign up for our newsletter. It's being revamped. All you have to do is go to millennialpodcast.org, scroll down to the bottom, and type in your email. Find a treat in your inbox from us to you. You can also follow us on Twitter at MillennialPDCST, like podcasts, but without the vowels. Facebook, and if you want to see what I'm doing when I'm not making an episode or in my closet, follow me on Instagram at MillennialPodcasts. Millennial is a proud member of PRX and Radiotopia. I'm Megan Tan, and thanks for listening. For those of you who don't know, Millennial just got a new apprentice. Her name is Justine. And what was one of the first things we did? We jumped into my closet studio to talk about one of our favorite Radiotopia podcasts, Love and Radio. How would you describe Love and Radio?
It never gives you what you expect. We're so quick to categorize people and sort of put them into like our comfortable explanations of the world and like, oh, that's who you are. Or like, I don't like you because of this. But it doesn't allow you to do that.
I feel like with Love and Radio, you are just like dropped out of the sky into this scene. You don't know where you are. No one has any directions. You don't know who's talking and who's speaking. And you got to just like buy the ticket, take the ride.
Love and Radio just released a new season and I'm pumped. After I'm done recording this, I'm actually going to go listen to it myself. For those of you who haven't heard it, here's a preview.
This is a too personal question. You don't have to answer it, but do you have threesomes together or how does that work?
No, we don't. We never have threesome together, ever.
Because the bed's too small.
Subscribe to Love and Radio wherever you get your podcasts or go to loveandradio.org.
Radiotopia.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to AdZerk for providing their ad serving platform to Radiotopia.